Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. As usual, I am excited to get started. We're getting towards the end here, and it is just it's great, but also it's kind of sad.
Terrifying.
Are we even gonna make it to 240?
It's a little terrifying. It's a little scary too. Yeah, I guess it's a little less scary on my end than yours.
That's because you know things we don't know.
Oh, I do. But
I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, I will invite everyone to join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server where we have a fantastic time talking to people. I honestly am just so excited to listen to or to see people's reactions as they listen to some of the episodes we have recorded right now in real life, because it is like, oh, so much is about to happen in real life.
Oh, and I can't wait.
Many things.
It's so much fun.
Oh, boy.
We also have a Patreon. If you cannot get enough of us, and you must hear more of us for your ear holes, we have awesome things coming out soon. We have Andrew's awesome Dungeon World show that is just a fantastic time. We also have a new Thornvale Origins, Lucy and the Knife Boys, that'll be out by the time this episode comes out, probably for a couple weeks by that point. But go check that out. It is hysterically funny. Like, honestly, one of the funniest things we've ever recorded. It was great.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of patrons, I want to welcome Omar Martinez. We appreciate your dollars
and your support.
And support, not only your dollars.
Sorry, I was watching my kitten is trying to
kill herself.
We appreciate your dollars and your support. It means so much to us. It's so awesome that people are willing to support us. And we hope that you really enjoy the extra content. With that, let's go ahead and get back into it and find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
So, it turns out that our alternates have way more of our people on their side than we thought. About 100 to 200 people. We investigated around the arena, took some video just so we could analyze later, but found out that we didn't really know pretty much anybody over there for the most part. None of Sammy's people that we could find. And there was one person, though. Daisy, Sophia's press agent, was on that side, which means the one that we've been talking to is from that side in actuality. Other than that, we kind of continued to look around the space, and Henry noticed that there were some strange runes above the doorways that the guards were protecting. So he took some video, or he remembered what they looked like to show to Miguel, you know, to draw a picture later. But beyond that, it was clear that we were not going to be able to do anything right now. We weren't originally planning to save people right this moment, but we're not even sure if we'll have the ability to do that at all with how many there are. So we quickly left, went back to our side. Turns out that Sammy's invisibility was acting kind of weird and she wasn't able to turn it off. So we just brought her back to the fort. We were going to talk to Miguel and Stanley anyways. So we got Miguel to start working on her. He threw the anti-magic cloak over her. And then we all just kind of discussed what we're going to do about all this. We're kind of talking about our options. I brought up the idea that maybe, as much as we don't want to do it, as we've talked about recently, we don't want to just kill off the other side. If things are bad and we can't stop their spell, we might have to just force a transfer, you know, do a jailbreak, so to speak, to bring everybody in the arena on their side back to our side. But everybody brought up a good point that we don't know how it works. It could be that people have become acclimated to the side they're now living on, and we could just be killing our own people instead of actually bringing them home like we think we could be. So in general, it just seems like it's a moot point trying to save people in the arena right now. Henry and Miguel did figure out what that symbol, at least one of them, means. It's a kind of a way to let certain people come in and out of the space that they're using to hold people. We talked about potentially trying to mar that so that they are trapped there if we ever did try a jailbreak, but Miguel said that'd be pretty hard to pull off covertly. Sammy went to work on trying to keep researching some kind of spell or a counter to what the alternates are trying to perform and bringing the realities together. And while she was doing that, Henry and I decided to go apprehend Daisy and try and get some information out of her. It was pretty straightforward. We just went to Sophia's office, and sure enough, Daisy was there. We apprehended her pretty easily and found out that, after some convincing, we found out that she may be able to help us. At least she seemed like she might be willing to tell us how. She can't say where one of the locations is, these anchor points for the spell, but she can take us there. And right at that moment, I had a flash and realized that my alternate me was looking in on things.
So we are back in this moment with you guys in Sophia's office. You just became aware that Fjorn is watching. What do you do?
How does that... So was that a feeling that I got, all of us got? Was it a feeling that... I'm trying to remember how you described it.
If I recall, it was only you. You were the only one who was aware that this was going on.
I think you saw a mark or like the ward on her glow or something, and you knew that meant he was watching.
Mm-hmm. Do I have any kind of a feeling associated with that, Susanna?
What do you mean by a feeling?
Like, do I feel a connection to him as this is happening, or am I just kind of made aware of it by the kind of the mark on her?
There's glowing. A certain strange kind of connection that you can feel.
Interesting. So nobody else has been made aware of this yet. This just happened.
Yeah.
Bjorn, like, everybody sees Bjorn tense up, and his eyes dart around everybody in the room. He just says, he's watching right now. I feel him watching right now.
Okay, I'm not sure Henry knows what to do with this information.
Andrew, the player, has the intense urge to say, we're coming for you right now. like to say it to him, like, hey, we're coming for you.
I mean, I don't think Bjorn
would do that, because Bjorn doesn't like to tip his hand. But Andrew really hates this guy and wants to say he's coming for him.
Well, I mean, that's unfortunate.
He already knows that we know, so, you know.
That's unfortunate that it's happening, but I don't think any of us have a way to, like, be like, okay, well, stop him watching. We can't really...
But Bjorn still wants everybody to know and be aware of the fact that he's watching right now.
Henry hears this, turns to you, and says, well, then, we can't waste time, can we? And she has just said that she can take us there. So, I mean, obviously not here in the office, but Henry looks at him and says, we take her out of here and bring her with us, she might be able to point it out to us now, which...
Hold on. Hold on, Henry. Bjorn's trying to cut you off just because he doesn't know exactly when Fjorn started watching.
Right. He just nods at Bjorn and then looks at Daisy and he's just watching you for some kind of signal without using words, if you're going to give one here, because we can't help him to... can't have him to watch, but we don't know if he can hear us or not, so...
Daisy's eyes at this point have gone very wide with fear, understanding what's going on. And Sophia's looking confused, and she says, who's watching?
Me.
But not...
And she kind of nods slowly, because you explain the alternate things to her.
Yeah, well, she is an alternate.
No, Daisy.
No, not Sophia. No.
Daisy, oh, Sophia. I thought Daisy. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But you're right that Sophia would also get it, because I described the situation about the alternates to her. So,
So what do you guys want to do?
Well, my question is do I still feel his presence, or has he turned his... Has the Eye of Sauron gone elsewhere?
If you focus on it for a couple seconds, you think, yeah, you can feel it.
Okay.
Which strikes you as bad.
Yeah.
Because you've never been able to feel it before.
Yeah.
So why now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's devoting more magical power, but we'll see.
Bjorn says out loud, well, I still feel him, and that's new. I've never felt that before, so I'm sure that's great.
Was there an actual, like, mark on her, like the tattoo, like Hannah described, or not? I couldn't remember if that was an actual thing.
Yes.
There was, okay.
She had the same ward that you saw in the basketball court.
Okay. I couldn't.
The one that allows people into certain places, yeah.
Right. Because my character's reaction would be to take her anyway, because I mean it's not like waiting around is going to do us any favors, but yeah, we can't really just hope that he's not watching when we need to do what we need to do. So Henry looks at you and says, well, yeah, great, that's frankly terrifying, but it's not like we can do anything about it from this side, can we?
Yeah, there's only one way to take care of this problem, eh, Bjorn? And he's like speaking to the air.
The air does not respond.
I know the air doesn't respond. Bjorn gets kind of a sour look on his face, and he just says, well, I think for now we figure out what we're going to do with her. Keep her locked up, I guess. Maybe with us if we think that's safe enough after she shows us what she needs to show us.
Let's bring her back there. Gotta let the others know.
I say we find out what she needs to show us first, because they're probably trying to take her out right now.
They're what?
Definitely possible.
Well,
yeah.
You know critical information, so if you want this to go smoothly, I say you make this as quick as possible.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll do our best to keep you safe.
And she turns around to Sophia and she says, "Look, I'm really sorry." And Sophia's just like, "Stop."
You're dead to
and
me.
She's just
stop.
Keep holding up a hand, like, "Shut up." And she turns back to you guys and said, "Okay, I'm ready to go."
Okay. Well, we're following you, I guess.
We march her out of the office. Well, we're following her, but what she needs to do, we need to get somewhere that's like not in the middle of everything.
You still have her in handcuffs?
Yeah, she's still in cuffs. But we need to get her somewhere that is not surrounded by people if we're going to actually make a portal and cross over or whatever.
No, it's on this side.
You don't need to cross over. She's taking her, yeah.
Which, oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, I was thinking of the other side.
I think as you guys are starting to come out, I think Sophia comes in and grabs Bjorn by the arm and says, "Look, in the grand scheme of things, this is kind of small, but could you unhandcuff her, please? I just don't need the optics, you know?"
I think that's fair. Will you cooperate with us?
She nods vigorously.
Daisy does?
Yeah.
Okay. Bjorn looks to Sophia and he says, "Look, you have kind of an in with everything that's going on right now. I think at this point we've built up enough trust that I know you're not going to cause a panic with this information, but we recently found out that we suspect about 3 days to take care of this before things go south.
Whatever I can do, just let me know."
I think for now, the best help you and everybody that is part of the society can give is to help be eyes on this. Be on the lookout for anything out of the ordinary, anyone out of the ordinary. Ooh. I think they're getting close to having the numbers they need. There's about 200 people from our side locked up on their side right now, being taken care of, apparently, because they need them alive for the ritual to work. But they're getting close, I think, to the numbers they need to pull this off, which isn't good.
If you need us, if it comes down to it, you can activate the Blackout Society. We'll be ready, whatever you need us for.
Tell her to look for people with the same tattoo as Daisy.
Fine, you're there too, you can say that. But what Bjorn would say, what he's thinking of right now is, he says, "I never would have thought that I would have seriously considered that, but I think I'm starting to come around to this idea of working with all of you. I know I've been teaching you things, but I think it's been pretty clear that was a little begrudgingly."
She shrugs and says, "Strange times."
And Andrew's, Sammy is not present. It's just the two of us. That's why she's saying it
to
you.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Oh, that's right. She's not there. Yeah, I forgot she's not there. Okay.
That's why okay. I was whispering. It's because I'm not there.
Anyways, Bjorn actually had a similar idea about the tattoo anyways. It wasn't quite that, but if he was thinking about the tattoo, maybe he would come to this realization too. And he just says, "That tattoo that we found on Daisy, that's a rune, I guess, for lack of a better word, a sigil that the other side is using. So I suspect that everybody that they've replaced has one of those. I doubt they're just going to go around flaunting it, but if your people catch or see any of those, that's potentially a dead giveaway."
I'll discreetly try to keep a lookout.
It's a tall order and short amount of time, but
yes,
we'll definitely let you know if we need to, as you say, activate the Blackout Society.
She nods.
And we walked over, right? We didn't drive. Or did we drive?
No, I'm pretty sure we drove.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't remember where we'd ended up.
Yeah, I think we head back out to the car, and once we're inside, you know, Bjorn's actually going to re-handcuff her once we're in the car.
She accepts this.
And he's looking to Henry and Daisy, and he's just like, well, I guess the next step is for you to give us directions of where we're going.
And she pulls out her phone and pulls up a location on it, and you guys head out.
As we're driving, though, Bjorn does have something for Henry. Do I still feel Fjorn watching us, or no?
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it initially happened when I saw her, like, sigil glowing, right?
Yes.
Is her sigil still glowing?
I don't think it's... I don't remember if it was glowing or
oh,
not.
Oh, okay. You that just might noticed be, the sigil. I might be misremembering it. Okay. Well, if I don't feel that connection anymore, I know it's not totally a tell that he's not watching anymore. He could have found a way to kind of mask it or something. He knows a lot more than I do. But Bjorn, you know, kind of recognizes that anything he just kind of strategized with Sophia, fake Bjorn probably knows about. He kind of felt there wasn't really any way around it and just needed to get it out there with the short timeline. But now that he thinks that there's no one watching, the best he can do is hope that that's accurate. He just says to Henry, I think something I just thought about with these sigils, maybe we can co-opt that. For all we know, that's preventing people from entering their base. That could be a good way in for us.
Hmm.
At the very least, I don't think it could hurt unless they find out we're using it and try to change it somehow. But if everybody on their side is using these things, I feel like they don't have enough time to, I don't know, change the rune, for example, you know?
It's possible.
We'll have to talk with Miguel and Sammy about that and see what they think, if magically that would actually help or not.
Can I say that in the interim on the way over, I send a message to Sammy basically explaining what we've come across here?
Yeah, and I'm going to come back over to
Sammy.
Just
send it to the group chat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, Sammy. You're having a bit of a rough time.
Yeah.
A little.
So, Sammy, you are back at the fort. You're still invisible, of course.
Yes.
You stayed behind to hang out with
great
the...
Great success.
With the others. You're there with Miguel and Hank and some of the others. So, I think at some point, Oliver is here, and I think he goes over to where he thinks you're standing, and kind of like
the cloak is over me.
Yeah, yeah. He goes over to where he thinks you're standing, based on where the cloak is, of course. And I think he kind of like waves his hand like where he thinks your hand might be.
Sammy reaches
like,
out and grabs
your
his hand.
Yeah. Can I say something really quick? I'm just getting images of somebody like dressed up in like a sheet as a ghost for Halloween, you know, like a little kid or something.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
That's basically what it looks like, except like more convincing because you're actually invisible underneath.
Yes.
And it kind of just like holds your hand and just hangs out with you for a little while.
Cool.
I think right now there's nobody really around. Just Oliver and you hanging out.
How long is this invisibility thing gonna last, Susanna?
I don't know.
Okay. I think eventually Sammy fills Oliver in on what they saw in the basketball arena, because I don't know if he was there for that. So I think she kind of tells him what they found.
Yeah, he listens and catches up. And I think you can tell Oliver looks pretty agitated. This whole situation is very nerve-wracking for everyone, you know?
Yeah. And then she adds, I didn't see anyone that, like, we really know. Like, I mean, I don't know if I've even had a chance to, like, tell you this, I guess. And I don't know how much you talk to my mom, but I was over at her apartment and my dad was there and he was acting like a completely different person. And so I looked for him in the basketball arena thinking maybe it wasn't actually him.
No.
But he wasn't there. And now I just feel even more weird about it.
How was he acting with your mom?
He had a shower. He shaved. He said he went to rehab.
Well, that's good. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. But it doesn't change anything how the rest of my life, it doesn't change that.
Well, no. Obviously not. You're still mad at him.
It would be easier if it wasn't him, if he was still the way he was, you know?
And I think he's quiet for a couple seconds. And then he says, I don't know if I do know. I would have loved it if my dad could have changed.
Oh. I don't know if Sammy is visible yet, but she winces.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not that I don't want him to change, it's just hard.
I mean, I do kind of understand. I mean, I was mad at my dad for a long time. I don't know how I would have felt if he changed. Maybe I would have still been mad too.
Yeah, I guess I don't, maybe I just need some more time.
I think you feel him squeeze your hand. And he says, you've spent a long, long time with him being a jerk. Maybe you just need a little more time of him not to accept it. Doesn't feel, maybe, I don't know, maybe it doesn't feel real yet.
I mean, I was more willing to believe that he'd been switched with an alternate reality version of himself, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would still be him. Just another version of him. Would be kind of funny if alternate version of you is a monster and alternate version of him is nice, but and presumably there is still an alternate version of him over there. Or, well, no, I guess not. I mean, there could be. Maybe he's just not, you didn't see him.
Maybe.
I mean, but maybe he really has changed.
We'll see.
Hey, look, next time he's by, maybe you can bring me over. I can annoy him, maybe a little bit. Maybe bring some of the attention off of you, if that helps, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you ever brought anyone home to meet your dad?
No, never.
And I think he laughs at that. And he kind of just shrugs and says, well, maybe I can be the first, I guess.
I usually try to avoid people meeting him. In fact, I pretended to kidnap him so Bjorn and Henry wouldn't meet him one time.
Did you really?
If he could see her, Sammy's face has gone red.
I think he gives you like a giant belly laugh because that's just the funniest thing ever.
It was a little more complicated than that, but yeah.
Yeah. I think Oliver just like demands to know this story. But we'll kind of leave it there. All right, with that, boys, you are directed to follow a path out towards one of the beaches. It's one of the less known ones on the outside of town. It's towards the southwestern side of West Thornvale.
Okay.
It's an area it's kind of a crappy beach, you know? Nobody really goes here. Most of the locals even go other places. There's no good surfing. It's just a patch of ground that leads into the water.
Okay. Pretty remote part of the island too, right?
Yeah, pretty remote part of the island. It requires you to hike in for about maybe 5 minutes to get to the beach. And all the time as you're hiking, walking through the leaves and the sand, Daisy is just kind of nervously, kind of alternating between nervously chatting nonsense at you guys and being totally silent and almost hyperventilating, it sounds like sometimes.
I will say that Henry is sticking very close to her as they walk in the off chance that she decides, I quit, and runs away or something.
Yeah, I think you've seen her definitely like look back over her shoulders a few times to make sure that you're still there. And kind of pause and almost look like she wants to run, but then decide not to.
Mm-hmm. I think Bjorn is obviously picking up on this too, and he just says, I know I probably freaked you out with my suspicion, but if I'm right, you're safer with us than on your own.
I'd really like to believe that.
You do realize these people have shown no qualms with killing people to get what they need, right?
It's kind of what I'm worried about.
Do you really think that up against somebody like that, being on your own in the middle of the woods is really where you want to be?
I don't know.
I'm assuming that you joined up because of how bad it is over there, yes?
She nods.
What can you tell me about them? The other version of me, everybody that works with them, what's the organization like?
I mean, it's mostly the people that, you know, live in the fort, you know, in the middle of the, well, I guess you'd know. But, you know, they're kind of like the bosses, you know, like they tell us, other people, what to do, but there were so many of us, you know, food is getting kind of low, and it's so dark, and everything just kind of so, it's just feels weird and scary and all the time, and it feels like something's messing with your mind.
That's because it is.
What?
You're aware of monsters now, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're from another plane of existence, so to speak. The Riftlands is what we call it. And you're feeling the energy from that place. The other Thornvale is soaked in the stuff.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
It corrupts people. It makes them go insane, so...
They promised to help. They said they would help us.
I'm sure they did. And I think they might believe it, but their plan's not going to work.
Are you sure?
Their plan has the potential to destroy the entire planet.
What about you? What's your plan?
Still working on it.
So you don't have one?
Bjorn grimaces.
You don't have a plan?
We kind of have a plan.
Our plan starts with stopping their plan and then working on a better outcome.
We have part of a plan.
I'll give you this. Would you rather have no planet, or would you rather have the potential to find a way to save everybody? Because that's what we're dealing with. We go through with their plan where they think they're going to save everybody and they're actually just going to kill everybody, at least from what we can tell from looking into things. Yes, we have no plan, but at least we want to do something better. We don't want to go half-cocked on a ritual that depends on rift magic from what I can tell. And we want to do something better.
Your plan involve us?
Yes, actually.
Saving us?
I hope so.
It's a possibility.
I want to.
Perhaps.
Well, more than perhaps. That's what we're shooting for right now, is to save everybody. We don't want to trade lives. But the other versions of us have made that very difficult. They didn't come to us when they could have. They worked around us at every step. We even reached out to them at one point when they had to help us. It's a weird dynamic where they don't want this side destroyed, so when something too big comes along, they helped us, is basically what happened. And
yeah, they think they need the land, I guess.
Exactly. They need a Thornvale that's not corrupted, because I think their plan is to merge the two, but in a way that makes them all safe over here on our side, since their side is messed up. But we appealed to them, told them that they should just ask for help. Why aren't they asking for help? And it makes a little bit more sense now that we know more, but I just honestly believe that if they had reached out the hand for help sooner, and that's the tack they took on this, maybe things could have been different. Maybe not so many people had to die.
And I think she goes kind of quiet at that, and you guys keep walking a little while longer, and you start to hear the water, and she says, "We're almost there." And a couple seconds later, you guys step out onto the beach.
Yeah.
And you can see, like I said, it's kind of a crappy little beach. There's driftwood thrown everywhere. You know, the sand is a little more gravelly here in this area. It's not quite as soft as it is in all the other beaches in the area. And she steps out and kind of turns around looking, and a frown crosses her face.
One thing I will say is Bjorn's definitely been on alert like the entire time coming here, but once we get here where she says we need to be, he's, you know, trying to make sure that he is ready for anything, because he fully believes Fjorn and or Samantha to show up and try to kill her and maybe even us.
Okay. Bjorn, do you want to roll or read a bad situation for me?
Definitely. Especially with you saying that she like looks around confused, so.
If needed, I can roll it too, but we'll see.
That's an 8.
You get one question.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
So Bjorn, she steps out and looks around. She looks confused, and she turns back towards you, a frown on her face, and she says, "There's supposed to be something here." And she looks up at you, and when she does, there's a red dot in the middle of her forehead.
Oh, boy. Can I roll? Henry's been sticking by her this whole
time. Nope, this is Bjorn. Bjorn's the one that rolled the thing first.
I mean,
you haven't noticed.
I think this would be a protect someone, right?
Yeah.
I'd try to knock her to the ground.
Okay. Roll protect someone. And I think you get a plus one because of the
irritability. I do. I was remembering that for once myself.
Samantha isn't coming for Hank. She's here.
I broke her sniper rifle, so that means she has a spare. That's an 11.
An 11. Bjorn, you see this on her head. You react quickly enough. You tackle her to the ground just as you hear bang.
I get an extra.
What do you want for your extra effect?
I want all impending danger to now be focused on me.
Okay.
So like, I want to get her down and like maybe I get her down into some bushes or something so she's out of the way. And I know like what direction the shot would have to be relatively coming from. I know at least a side. So he like knocks her to the ground, comes up out of the bushes and is like scanning the woods or, you know, whatever feature somebody could be hiding behind to try and find.
Henry's looking too.
Who made the shot? And then he wants to like run in that direction towards the shot where
okay.
it came from.
Bjorn, with your protect someone, you do take some harm from this. You kind of tackle her to the ground, but you feel that bullet. Instead of hitting her, it hits you, and it kind of goes through the top of your shoulder, the kind of meat of your, in between your neck and your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take 3 points of damage?
Okay.
Henry, you wanted to try to look for where the shot came from?
Yes, if he was on the ground in that moment, Henry would have been looking for in what direction.
Yeah, go ahead and also read a bad situation for me.
That is a 9.
A 9, you get one question.
What is being concealed as in the direction of the shot? Or, well, I mean, dangers we haven't noticed could work too. But...
Is that a read a bad situation question?
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed is a read a bad situation question.
Okay, I thought they both were. Dangers we haven't noticed in this case in relation to the bullet. Where, like, direction-wise, where is it?
Yeah. You actually look out and you can see there is a canoe, literally a canoe sitting out on the water. And you can see the glint of the bullet, and there's a canoe sitting out on the water.
I think...
My gosh!
You mean the glint of the... Hold on, glint of the...
The glint of the scope.
The moment he clocks this, he is... His wings snap out, he's in the air. He's going straight for it.
Yeah. You launch off into the air,
if it's
Bjorn,
like
you see
drone.
Him do this too. But Henry, you launch off into the air, and...
Narratively, I've said all impending danger is on me, and I was also looking, so I would reason, if you'll allow it, that I should be allowed to fly towards it too.
Yeah, you
so
will
that
be.
I can be.
But he's still going to go first.
Well, he can go first. I'm just saying, narratively, there should be no consequences against him because I have selected all impending dangers focused on me.
For the particular moment, yes.
Oh, okay.
But the moment moves on.
I thought at least, like, the next shot would come at me first, but.
I'm kind of
Maybe
hoping it's not Samantha, and it's actually, like, a drone operated by alternate Miguel.
Unless someone needs to,
idea.
Like, guard her, but I don't think so, because
But as Henry flies off into the air, Henry, you look down, and you see the distinctive, currently blue hair of Samantha, and you see her rack back a bolt-action rifle, slam it forward, and point it directly at you. What do you do?
Can I roll to act under pressure to avoid the next incoming shot, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't forget to add a plus one because you're acting on your answers.
Actually, I am. And my act under pressure is advanced if I get high enough.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we?
That's an 8 with a plus one being 9.
An 8. A 9. Still a mixed success.
Could Bjorn help out? And get him to
I mean,
to
that's true. I could help
question.
Out. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Bjorn, do you want to try to help out?
I will definitely
help
out.
I mean, you
can
definitely see this happening.
Especially since I was trying to also go over there and, like, get to the... Wherever the shooter was, I wanted to get there fast.
Yeah,
so.
you see Henry going after her. You know where she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and she's, like, raising her rifle.
Yeah.
So I guess that the way that Bjorn would help out is... I think he's going to just try to call out to Samantha and distract her and show her that she has two targets to maybe mess up her targeting. Maybe it'll be a split, you know, it's enough of a distraction that she has to think about where she shoots and maybe that, you know, kind of
sure.
helps him in some way.
Go ahead and roll for it.
Bjorn and, calls out
well, as
for
far
Samantha.
As what he says, as far as what he
oh,
says
shush,
too. I think what he's gonna say is, we have your Henry. Let's talk.
Oh boy, we're not handing him back over
as a way to try to distract her. Oh, I don't plan to, but I'm not acting on my own answers anymore because my read a bad situation was something different. Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember. Yeah. That is a 12, and I have help out advanced.
Hot dang. What happens on a help out advanced?
Your help lets them act as if they had just rolled a 12, regardless of what
Whoa.
They actually got.
Okay.
Oh, and well, he has act under one. Pressure
and
advanced,
he
so he
yeah,
gets
and he has advanced.
He has
yeah.
an advanced. That means he gets to have
Aha, oh, cascading boy. Advances.
Okay, so what do you want? What happens on your advanced act under pressure then?
You may choose to either do what you wanted to do in something extra, or you do it to absolute perfection.
Okay, do you want to do something to extra, or do you want to do it to perfection?
If the extra thing can be me, like, landing in the boat and, like, curb stomping her into the boat, I'm gonna try...
Or knocking the rifle out of her hands, maybe?
What I want to do is get hold of the rifle and, like, chuck it into the water. Get rid of it.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be a kick some ass. I'm gonna give you like a kick some ass plus one on this.
Okay.
I think that's you're basically gonna get a kick some ass for free here. So go ahead.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh wait, plus one is a seven.
That is a
plus one
that
is a seven.
Plus
yeah,
one
plus
is a
one
seven.
Is a seven.
Nice. You needed that plus one, my guy.
I know I did.
Scared me.
Oh my. All right,
so you're not gonna be able to kick the rifle out of her hand because you didn't get the put him where you want him move. So here's what happens. You see her do this. You launch into the air, flying quickly through the air. She raises the rifle to shoot you. You see this, and you do like a barrel roll in the sky. The bullet goes straight in between your wings.
Do a barrel roll.
And you land in front of her, and I think like kick her into the side of the boat, capsizing both of you. So now you guys are both in the water. You have kicked her hard. As you land in the water, I think she pulls an elbow back and rams it into your nose. You take 2 points of damage.
But I do have precise strike. Can I attempt precise strike in this case?
No. But now you are wrestling in the water. Bjorn, you're right behind him. What do you do?
He wants... I know she's flailing in the water. They're still like close to the surface at least, or
yeah.
not? Okay.
They're right on the surface of the water.
I think Bjorn, what he would want to do is he knows that she could still... teleport herself away if she's in danger.
Yeah.
So he wants to try to find a way to, like, catch her arms in such a way that, like, they're away from any pocket. Like, he wants to try to, like, grab her, like, from the sky, you know, and, like, pick her up out of the water in such a way that she can't just, like, flail and, you know, grab her teleporter to just get away. He's trying to capture her right now, so... I guess the first step is
okay.
grab
yeah,
her out
sure.
of the water. Yeah.
Bjorn, go ahead and roll act under pressure to try to capture her.
Okay. That's a six. I have a plus three on that one.
No.
That's a six.
Oh, buddy.
Can I roll a help out?
It's a six.
He's
yeah,
in the water
can
with her.
You help out to
yeah.
get him at least a seven. What do you do to help him out?
If he's trying to grab, hold of her to capture her, I think what I do just to distract is I take a wild swing with one arm at like her head to try to like she's gotta block me, and in that moment she's distracted so that he can come in and grab her.
I kind of like the wild swing, but I'm gonna say so it's not an attack. I'm gonna say like you like splash water in her eyes. How about that?
Okay, it's like a huge splash. Got it. Okay.
Roll help out then. This fight is going interestingly so far.
Yeah.
Sammy's just at the fort. Invisible.
Yep. Invisible. It's a
Ooh,
10.
Nice.
It's a 10, yeah.
Okay. So that gives Bjorn a 7.
On act under pressure.
On act yep. under pressure. So,
You're going to give me a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay.
Yeah, I think so. She's going to hurt you somehow. You're going to take some damage. It will be armor defeating. Or you're going to drop something important.
I really can't take damage. Well, I mean, I'm not terrible on damage, but I don't want to get unstable from this. Let me think. Dropping something important into the water could be pretty bad, and I'm not sure what it could be. And I'm worried you have a specific thing in mind, and I don't want to risk it. So I think that's enough of a concern for me that I'm going to have to just take the damage and hope it's not too bad.
Okay. You grab her, pull her out of the water, try to get her squirming form under control. And again, she kind of uses an elbow, kind of rams it into your ribs as you do it. And as she does so, there's way, way more force here than mm-hmm. there should be. And you take 2 points of damage, armor defeating.
I'm exactly unstable. I was hoping it was only going to be one, but it was
yeah,
two.
She crushes your rib with a heavily magicked elbow.
Okay.
Hey, at least she's not being stabby stab.
Can I? I had a thought.
She's still holding onto her sniper rifle, by the way.
I know. I had a thought enter my brain, and I know that it's going to be shipper fodder.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited.
So Bjorn is trying to like break through to her and like get her to just stop attacking us and try to get her to realize that we're not trying to kill her at the moment. So he's got control of her, right? And the only thing that he can think to do is like get her onto dry land where we're not like hovering over the water and in the sky.
Okay.
Which just makes this harder. So he's going to try to like, because we're not that far from shore, right?
Nope, not that far.
I mean, far enough because she was in a canoe with a you know, a rifle, but he's going to try to, like, I'm going to say this so badly, too. He's going to try to plow her into, like, the sandy beach.
Oh, my.
And he's trying to, like, he tries, like, because I imagine him coming up from, like, behind to, like, grab her arm. So I'm thinking he's going to, like, twist her around and throw her onto her back. And then he's trying to, like, hold her hands down so he can just start yelling in her face.
Roll acting under pressure.
Yeah, I know that's bad, but, yeah.
Six.
Well, that's a six. I was going to say, in my mind, like, the reason I'm doing this is because he's trying to, like, get her to look at him so he can, like, tell her to calm down that we're trying to talk.
I honestly think if you pull her away from Wesley... Or from Henry, I don't think he can help you out.
I don't think so either. I think it's going to have
to
be a six.
You're just going to have to tank this failure.
Yep.
Which is great because I had something fun planned.
For a failure, you mean? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you've got her holding onto her, and you're flying through the air with her. You don't let go when she holds onto you, and she, you hear her kind of growl a little bit underneath in frustration, and then her body heats up in your arms and begins to glow slightly. With this green energy, and then Bjorn, in a minute, you're somewhere else.
Oh no! I thought that's what you were gonna do.
And I need you to roll Act Under Pressure, real quick.
Oh no!
Oh, boy.
Henry, from your perspective, Bjorn and alternate Sammy just winked out of existence in the sky above you.
Right. I wanted to say in the interim that I had started following them through the air, and then all of a sudden, foosh, unless I'm still in the water, it doesn't...
You just fly through where they were, and you're like, what the heck?
I need to say for the record, that's twice in a row that I failed on a roll that I have a +3 to.
I know, it was.
I don't like it.
Welcome to my luck.
You've taken over Hannah's spot as being my narratively interesting failure.
Well, that's a 14 this time, so at least that I got something good.
Bjorn,
hold on a second. Act Under Pressure?
Mm-hmm.
I have that advanced.
Ooh, okay.
Which is the same thing we just did for
Well,
Henry,
let me explain to you real quick what's going on here, and then I'll let you decide on how you want to handle that. Because
I have to describe what I was trying to do in the first place, I guess.
Well,
but it's probably going to be
obvious.
You're
doing something specifically right now. The thing you were trying to do right now is not throw up.
Okay.
Because you were just teleported. And it's not a pleasant sensation, especially because you weren't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
You land on the ground, you kind of break free as you do so.
Unless I don't want to break free. But
unless you don't want to break free. But either way, you feel extremely sick all of a sudden. But you are inside a building of some kind. Like, it looks like some kind of like empty storeroom.
Okay.
It
doesn't look like a storeroom in the fort, does it?
It's not a storm in the fort, no. Okay. It's somewhere else. Okay. But the windows are blacked out. It's dark in here. You can't really see anything without your dragon eyes on. But you land, and what do you want for your effect then? The thing you were trying not to do was throw up. So what else do you want to do?
Does it feel like you're still in Thornvale?
You feel like you're still in Thornvale.
Like my Thornvale.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Andrew the player and I think Bjorn both really wanted to try to have control of the situation. That's what he was trying to do by landing her on the beach and getting her to, like, forcing her to look at him so he could, like, try to, like, shout her down, basically.
Yeah.
I want to do something extra.
Okay.
Not only do I, like, not succumb to this nausea, I think I do turn the tables on her once we land in this place. And I want to do what I was planning to do in the first place, but now it's just in the storeroom. I want to, like, have control instead of her having control, and I want to start shouting in her face and trying to tell her to calm down.
Are you, like, pinning her to the ground, or...?
Yes.
Yeah, you like, I land, pin her to the ground, land actually... You actually, like, land kind of on top of her. You drop from a feat of, like, maybe 2 feet off the ground, land hard on top of her. You hear a as she hits the ground. And she kind of releases you a bit, and you're able to get her under control, pin her arms down, and you're kind of just straddling on top of her, pinning her arms down.
Whoa! Okay.
Sorry. Mm. You asked for it.
I did. I thought
you
it was...
This is a great
I had
episode.
The image
this
enter my brain.
Favorite
the shippers
ever.
Have infected me. I had to give them some,
So, what do you know. Do now that you're straddling her and pinning her to the
Thank
ground?
Thank you for this, kid.
I thought we were a PG-13 show.
We are. What do you do, Andrew?
Sammy, calm down and listen.
She spits in your face.
He spits back.
What?
What? I think she's just, like, pinned to the ground. And,
yeah.
And obviously, you are stronger than her. She is mostly a normal girl, you know? So, and you're a big, strong, you know, government man. And so she's, like, kind of pinning, and she just kind of, like, wiped the spit off on the side of her shoulder as well as she can.
Yeah. In his brain, he's thinking like, two can play at this game is what he's thinking. But he says, we have Henry, and we have broken the hold that the empty man has on him. He is under our control.
That gets her that surprises her. Like, she kind of looks up at you, like, shocked a little bit. And she kind of glares up at you.
We are trying to save everybody. And I know that it's what you think you're doing, but everything we see, everything we have researched says that it's more likely you're going to destroy the entire world. Not just one or the other, you're going to destroy Earth. At least the risk is there and it's too great. Does that make sense?
She continues to glare up at you, and for just a moment you see this flash of green pass over her eyes, and she kind of shakes her head and keeps staring up at you, and she tells you to, do something to yourself.
Ooh. Wow.
Sorry about that, Hannah. I didn't realize you were drinking.
Oh, man.
I almost just spit.
Oh, man. As I said, we're not trying to trade lives. The other version of me has shown no qualms with doing that. Would you rather work with us on something better, or do you want to keep going with his plan that I'm telling you is not going to work?
And I'm telling you, ours will.
It won't. You're being lied to. You're being manipulated.
Maybe you are.
I'm not the one with a witch in my head.
Then you're missing information.
We have her spellbook. We know what her information is. We have actually read it. Have you?
Yes.
As you, though, or as her?
There's no difference.
You may think that, but our Sammy was different with her in her. It's easy to be manipulated with something like that in you.
I'm my own person. She's her own person. We work together.
That's what you're telling yourself. When you turned Hank into what he was, when you exerted your will on him, was that totally you? Is the Sammy that I know capable of that? Or was that Jadis's influence?
What? I'm not your Sammy.
You are, though. You're only a couple
I'm
months
really
removed.
I'm really not.
You are only a couple months removed. I know a lot happened, but we're not talking about years here. We're not talking about a totally different planet. You were the same person months ago. Does your experience as yourself change that much? The years before that moment, is that outweighed by a couple months?
I'm the same person I've always been. Maybe I just don't know your Sammy well enough.
Bjorn pauses for a moment, and then he just says, living through hell with someone does a lot to make you know what they're like.
And she says, on that we can agree.
The Sammy that I know is strong enough to fight something evil like Jadis, though.
I'm not interested in fighting, Jadis. When will you get that through your thick skull?
Maybe it would be if you know exactly what her spell does.
I know what it does.
Tell me then.
It'll merge our two worlds back together.
Huh. No.
I've read the spell book.
Then why did we find out that it's gonna summon the rift, essentially?
What? And she starts to ask what. And then you see her eyes flash green for a couple seconds. And then she shakes her head again and she says, you don't know what you're talking about.
I just saw your eyes flash green. You're being made to forget the truth.
No, I'm not.
Is
and
there,
she tries to she anything, tries to get control over you again.
Is there anything magically I can do here? Because I really don't think there is. But
I don't know. But she's going to try to get out from under you.
Oh, I thought of something.
Okay.
This well, might impact this, but
first, I want you to roll act under pressure at -1, I think, in this case.
I really hope I succeed on this because I think I have a really good idea.
Okay.
-1, you said?
Yeah.
Oh!
That is still a 13.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yes!
Bjorn, you feel her try to summon this magic again. You see her eyes glow for a second. She tries, and you feel her like getting stronger again. Like about to, it almost feels, she kind of tightens. You can feel like her sides kind of tighten as you hold onto her. And she tries to like flip you over. And I think, honestly, you probably just like punch her in the face or something to like distract her from doing it. Because it's the only thing I can think that would work at this point.
To stop her, yeah.
She does. It doesn't seem to do much to her, but it does kind of jolt her out of what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't quite manage to turn you over like she wanted to.
So I think I want to do something extra again.
Okay, yeah, you did roll more than 12, so.
My idea of what I wanted to do next is, I think that this isn't going to be just getting the roll. Like, I think it'll get me to making a roll. But I want to pump her full of magic. Specifically, I want to use the mind wipe spell on her. And I want to make her remember what Jadis made her forget by putting that memory back in her when I erase the erased time, if that makes sense. So, like,
okay.
We were just fighting. I would just want that split moment where Jadis made her forget. I want her to remember Jadis making her forget somehow. Using the mind wipe spell where we can, like, implant memories, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you want to artificially make her remember.
Yes.
A fake but actually real memory.
Yes.
Oh, I can't see why this doesn't work. Okay, go ahead and roll your magic.
Okay, do I get a +1 because I used my, like, extra thing, you know? Because, like, I got to do something extra. I had already succeeded, so I could have
cool
just,
idea.
You know, like.
Yeah, I'll give you a +1 on it. Just to give you the benefit of the full success.
I will accept this.
And also, you suck at magic, so.
That's an 11. I didn't even need it.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, nice.
This is the best. I love this.
Bjorn. You manage to control her. You punch her in the face. She looks up at you, kind of surprised, almost. And you're kind of still holding her down. You're leaning over top of her, and you know, normally you have to touch someone on the forehead?
Yeah.
I think you lean forward and, like, bump your forehead into hers.
Oh, I really like that. Like, I didn't come up with that myself, but I really like that. Doing, like, a little head bonk, yeah. You know? Like,
you bump your forehead into hers, and there's a bright flash of yellow light for just a second. And you see her head, like, kind of come, just kind of go unconscious just for like half a second. And then I think you control it. Make it be really just a second. Try to, after a couple seconds, she comes back to, and she's kind of looking at you, and she's staring up at you, and she looks at you for a moment. She kind of tilts her head to the side, glaring up at you. And you see her expression soften and then turn to anger. And she says, what the f-? And that's where we're going to leave it.
Oh, yes!
Oh,
oh boy.
Oh, my goodness.
So good!
Wow.